What counsel do you have for young people who have been raised knowing the gospel and are desiring to be converted, but don't feel that God is saying anything to them?
They've been raised up knowing the gospel, they've been raised up knowing the Bible, knowing the truth. Don't take it for granted. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord fresh. Seek the Lord as though everything was fresh, was real, was open. Make the Bible your own. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God desperately. Cry to God really. Don't postpone anything. Don't put it off. God is saying something. He's speaking through the Word of God. And, you know, we're saved by faith, not by feeling, not by experience. When I was saved, the Lord had been speaking to me, even though I didn't know it the winter before, I was getting sick of sin, sick of sinful friends, sick of just, you know, what's the purpose of life? And so my brother came down with the gospel. He had been converted 2 months before. And, you know, you've heard, I've shared this story. He came, you know, I thought we were going to have fun, so to speak, and chase. And he said, no thanks, Bob, I'm not into that. I found the Lord. And I could see by what he said and by the way he said it that he was sincere and real. Something different had happened. We spent the next day and a half. He was opening the scriptures, what little he knew of them to me. Verses like John 3, verse 7, you must be born again. Verses like 1 Corinthians 10, 31, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. I mean, these things were, I didn't know Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. I didn't know anything, but I could see. You know, this is precious. This is real. This is different. I've never heard any of this. Whatever this new birth is, I don't have it. And so anyway, what I'm saying is when he left that Sunday night, he left me with some gospel tracts. I didn't know how to pray. I just prayed the prayer on the back of those tracts. And but I was sincere, you know, behind the scenes, it was God. But I was sincere. I mean, I wanted the Lord. I didn't want to be left out. I knew I was a sinner in need of a Savior. I was going to miss it all. And so I prayed that prayer in the back of those tracks. And there wasn't any flashes of light. There wasn't any experience whatsoever. But that was the beginning of life. That was the beginning. And so there wasn't any experience there. And you just start out taking God at His word. Yes. I mean, God said it. And Lord, I'm going to believe. I do believe that You exist. I believe You're a rewarder of those who diligently seek You. I believe if I seek You, I'll find You. And I'm not giving up. I'm going this way. I'm not looking back. I'm going to heaven. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what my parents, so to speak, what ground they've taken. I'm not, you know, I'm going to have to take it myself. And so I'm going this way. And I'm not turning back. I'm going to follow. I'm going to believe Christ, follow Him all the way. And you do that, you'll make it to heaven. Yeah, you take that attitude, young man, young woman, you'll end up in heaven. But you're just going to have to, you're going to have to just put all your eggs in one basket and just rise up and get desperate. Quit fiddling around and do business with God yourself. Quit using, no excuses. I mean, that can be just an excuse. And God's not saying anything to me. He is saying something to you. It's in the book right there. He's talking. God's commanding all men everywhere to repent. You know, He's shouting it from the streets. He's shouting it from the rooftop. He's everywhere. The voice of God is speaking, right?
Yes.
And He's saying, come on, repent, turn to Me. And it says He's commanding all men. Commanding men to turn from darkness to light, commanding us to repent. And so it's not like God is silent, not at all. It's not like God is suggesting. It's not like he's advising. It's not like he's giving us an opinion. He's commanding all men, that includes children of parents, right? Commanding them to repent and do business with God. And so, young man, young woman, you know, you're under command right now. Whether you think it, know it or not, you've got a job to do. You've got an obligation. You've got a God that made you. And to him you owe your life, your breath, your strength. You've got a Savior that died for sinners just like you. Why not take the position of being a sinner? Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Beat your breast and get low. Come on, get down where you belong. And that's, you know, grace is like water. It runs to the low spot. So humble yourself. And the hand, the mighty hand of God, he'll exalt you in due season. I mean, Paul, you know, he look at Saul of Tarsus. And, you know, he was, so to speak, raised with the Bible. And God saved him.
Yes.
And used him.
Amen.
It's not a disadvantage. Surely it can't be, you know, to grow up in a Christian household. It's not a disadvantage. No, you got a privilege, an opportunity to stand on your parents' shoulders and go on from there and see things they never saw, do things they never did. You got a running head start, you might say. Oh, don't look at it as a disadvantage at all. That's always the dilemma, you know. And John 3 starts out talking about the new birth, but he ends up that interview with Nicodemus talking about saving faith in John 3:16. And so it's always a dilemma. Do I, as a parent, counsel my child? Tell him you need an experience. You just got superficial faith. You need an experience. You need to be born again. Do we tell them that? Or do we tell them John 3:16? Don't look for an experience. You know, you just believe God. And there's no answer. I don't think, yes, a parent can discern sometimes what a child needs and advise him that way. Sometimes you just don't know what to tell your child. All you can tell him is you seek the Lord.
Yes.
I mean, that's the same. The message for the non-Christian and the message for the Christian is the same. Now seek the Lord.
Amen.